嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴，大家早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，依旧呢是来自于《绝望的主妇》第二季第七集。首先呢，一起来听一下。
Susan, why are you so eerily calm?
Susan, why are you so eerily calm? Susan, 你怎么出奇的冷静？Susan, why are you so eerily calm? Susan, why are you so eerily calm? 那么在这样一段英文台词当中呢，我们并没有什么特别的发音技巧需要来注意，大家呢只需要把每个单词呢读准确就可以了。
And those waiting for us on the road ahead.
Okay.How am I supposed to eat with a uterus staring me in the face?
Oh, Gabby, I didn't know you got a sonogram. Let me see. Oh,
honey, you need to put that in a frame or something.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. That's a picture of your baby. You can't tell me you're not a little bit excited.
Fine. I'm pregnant. Whee! Now, come on. We're supposed to be cheering up Susan. This is a time of crisis, and I think you need another scoop of mint chocolate chip.
Thanks. Susan?Why are you so eerily calm? Mike Delfino just dumped you. The Susan Meyer I know would be a blubbering mess right now. Oh, come on. Trot her on out. She's fun to watch.
Actually, I think I'm starting to feel pretty zen about the whole thing.
Well, I think Mike will calm down in a couple of days and come to his senses.
No, I came between the man and his son. It was a huge betrayal. I can't even blame him for hating me.
But Zach was starting to obsess with Julie again.
Exactly, you're a mother trying to protect her child. It's a natural impulse.
今天节目当中呢，我们来学习一下英文当中这样一个单词 eerily 的用法 E-E-R-I-L-Y 可以理解成为怪异的、恐怖的、神秘的。由于是副词的用法，所以这里呢，哎，它其实是一个土野的。然后呢，来看一下对应的英文解释 In a strange, frightening,a mysterious way. 那么这样一个副词呢，其实是来源于形容词 eerie, E-E-R-I-E, 表示恐怖的、神秘的、怪异的。下面呢，我们来看一下这样的几个例子。第一个 Her voice was eerily similar to her dead grandmother's. 她的声音与已故的祖母的声音惊人的相似。Her voice was eerily similar to her dead grandmother's.下面呢，我们来看一下第二个例子。The airport at this early hour seemed eerily quiet. 在早晨的这个时间，机场显得异样的安静。The airport at this early hour seemed eerily quiet. 下面呢，我们来看一下第三个例子。There was something eerily familiar about the house. 这房子让人有种奇怪的熟悉感。There was something eerily familiar about the house. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例子。As the frogs die off, ponds and swamps are becoming eerily silent. 当青蛙都死掉了，池塘和沼泽变得出奇的寂静。As the frogs die off, ponds and swamps are becoming eerily silent. 那么下面呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子。并留言在文章的留言区。The scene was eerily reminiscent of another recent accident. The scene was eerily reminiscent of another recent accident. 那么这样一个句子你会如何去理解和翻译呢？希望各位同学呢都可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢咱们就先讲到这里，明天节目当中呢咱们再会啦。 See you!